This is Houston Matters. I'm Craig Cohen. More than a third of child care centers in Texas closed temporarily when the COVID-19 pandemic began 3 years ago. Within 2 years of that, the equivalent of a third of those had closed permanently. For the rest, how have they fared since? Dr. Melanie Johnson is the president and CEO of the Early Childhood Education Nonprofit Collaborative for Children. Dr. Johnson, good morning and welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Craig.
And as we chat about the state of child care in the Houston area, we welcome your questions and comments about it at 713-440-8870 or talk at HoustonMatters.org. We spoke with you back in 2020, just as the pandemic had started. What were some of the major changes child care centers underwent as they navigated the pandemic?
Yes, great question. As you mentioned, we lost about one-third of the child care centers in the greater Houston area, and that's the equivalent of about, we have roughly 3,388 child care centers in this area, and one-third of that was an implosion for people to be able to get up and go to work. So as a result of that, we've been able to see some regeneration of filling those seats in child care centers so that parents can get off and go back to work. However, it's been very, very slow because primarily it affects the same thing that affects all of us, the great resignation, silent quitting, quiet quitting. All of those things have certainly affected the teachers in this low-paying but very important segment of the workforce.
So is there more or less demand for childcare now that we're kind of on the other side of at least the pandemic?
Yes, there is a critical amount of demand for especially versus supply for childcare at this moment. And that's because the teacher to children ratio is certainly offset by not having enough teachers in this place. Teachers can go to the nearest retail center and get a job that pays more than a child care center would traditionally pay.
How about in the summertime generally? Does demand kick up in the summer months?
Not as much. Many parents understand a level of flexibility. They may have children who are school age, their summer camps. So not as much demand. Child care centers tend to wane a bit in terms of enrollment during the summer months.
This is Houston Matters. I'm Craig Cohen. We're talking with Dr. Melanie Johnson, the president and CEO of the Early Childhood Education Nonprofit Collaborative for Children, and we're discussing the state of child care in the Houston area. We welcome your questions and comments at talk@HoustonMatters.org or 713-440-8870. How have child care costs, tuition and the like, changed over the last few years?
Child care costs have pretty much stayed relatively the same. It's not a good time to start increasing rates for child care centers for sure, because they're trying to refill those seats that were lost during the pandemic. But our county judge has done an incredible thing in terms of funding child care seats. Early Reach is a new program by Harris County that will fund 1,000 child care seats over the course of the next couple of years. And that's so that parents who qualify, especially based on income, will be able to get back to work and have their children in proper care and learning environments that are essential for their prosperity.
All right. So that program's available in Harris County. But what about Fort Bend or Montgomery counties or other parts of the greater Houston area? Do we see programs similar to that?
I'm not certain that they're doing the same kinds of programs in those areas, at least to that scale. And I'm certain they're not doing them to that scale. And I think it's primarily because in Harris County, only 45% of the children are able to enter school with kindergarten readiness skills. So it's a dire need to make sure that not only children are in formal learning child care facilities, but also that, we get families off to work, because it's more greatly affected in the Harris County region, perhaps, than any other at this point.
All right. So Harris County, broadly, there's a greater need. Can we drill down a little bit geographically? Are there certain pockets, certain parts of the greater Houston area that you'd point to and say, man, that's where we need more child care centers. That's where we need more support for parents, more opportunities for kids to be ready to learn to enter kindergarten?
Yes. Well, unfortunately, Craig, 90% plus of our landscape across the greater Houston area, including Harris County, is a child care desert where not only is there just a shortage of high quality child care, but there's a shortage of seats that are subsidized so that children who cannot afford the high cost of child care tuition can attend those schools. But I will say that our county judge was even more proactive in terms of not only just providing child care seats that are funded in the child care centers, but also she's established a use of the ARPA funds, American Rescue Plan Act funds, in a way that we can offset the learning loss for children throughout pandemic. So Collaborative for Children, for example, has been gifted significant funding from the Harris County so that we can make sure that there are centers of excellence in those complete communities across our greater Houston area, historically under-resourced communities. 125 of those existing child care centers will be labeled centers of excellence within the next year or so. So that funding is to make sure that we not only just increase parents' near-term abilities to go out to work, but to ready our future workforce as well.
How about is there a direct correlation or something close to one between the amount of tuition, the cost of a given child care center, and the quality of what service it's providing? Or do you find, it's not like what you might find with certain private schools at the grade school, middle school, or high school level? It's a little different.
Yeah, somewhat sporadically. It's a hidden secret that the more you pay doesn't mean that that's the greater amount of quality that you might receive. Quality comes from teachers who are truly trained to be early childhood specialists. They understand the methodology and the theory surrounding teaching children in an age-appropriate way in a learning environment and setting that's not adult-centric but truly child-centric and safe and nurturing. And most importantly are the social-emotional skills, the ability to relate to themselves and to others as well as teachers. So those skills are things that people, that parents should look for when they go into a child care center, whether they're high dollar or very affordable.
What are some other common considerations that newer parents in particular, you know, the ones that maybe this is their first child, this is their first time navigating child care options that are out there, they have a need for daycare and they're really not sure what to look for when they go to visit one of these facilities. What are some things you should, you know, look for this on the wall or ask this question? What should they be contemplating?
Absolutely. Yes, there should be small teacher to child ratios, especially in infant and toddler classrooms, infants specifically. You don't want to see more than 6 infants in a child care classroom. And you also want to see teachers who are truly on eye level, very much intimately engaged with children, not sitting behind a desk as you would see in a grade school classroom, but on the floor nurturing and coddling and building the brain, the neural synapses of those children in such an appropriate way.
All right. So the ratio and the idea that they're child-centered, great. Some of that you might be able to suss out. What else can you look around and recognize and say, there's a red flag?
Teacher retention. If you see a new teacher every time you come back, every week that you drop your child off, that's a problem. You really want to, even though we have a huge migration of employees across every sector of the industry, it's very, very important to realize that there should be the same teacher at least over a significant period of time because they've established a certain regimen and rapport with your child. And hopefully that will continue and persist with that teacher remaining in that classroom.
Anything else that you would do if you were walking through the door and meeting with somebody in charge of a child care center and you have 3 questions to ask them, what would you as a parent and someone who may want to drop their kid off here?
Yeah,
would want to ask.
I will say, Craig, for me, from a professional standpoint of view, I'm looking for sounds and smells. I'm looking for sensory, multisensory kinds of experiences when I walk in a classroom. the sound should be children being very happy and engaged and being able to be children, not chaotic, no yelling and, terrible tones for adults, but definitely calm, but also energetic and vibrant. I'm also looking for the smells of very healthy lunches and, just a cleanliness in the space that's sanitized so that children can be safe. So those are the kinds of things I'm looking for.
Dr. Melanie Johnson is the president and CEO of the Early Childhood Education Nonprofit Collaborative for Children. Dr. Johnson, thanks so much for talking with us.
Of course. It was my pleasure.